The book of Amos. The book of Amos, chapter 3 today. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. God is speaking an important message to both Israel and Judah. Israel in the north, Judah in the south. And God had brought the whole works up out of Egypt, and so now he will remind them of that and of some other things, and they both need to hear this message. In verse 2 he says, "You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins." God loved Israel in a special way. He had cared for them in a special way. And now, because he is just and because he still cares for them, he must punish them. Verse 3. God says, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when it has no prey? Does he growl in his den when he has caught nothing? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground where no snare has been set? Does a trap spring up from the earth when there is nothing to catch?" And the answer to all these questions is obviously no. And then he says in verse 6, "When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble?" Well, the answer to that question is yes, because it's like a civil defense siren. "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it?" God is saying, "I have warned you. I have sounded the siren through my prophets. I have warned you about being punished for your sin. And now I'm telling you that trouble is coming. So when it hits, don't think that it's an accident, because it's me." Verse 7. "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." And God could blast sinners without warning, but instead he graciously warns them ahead of time through his prophets. And today he warns sinners through the Holy Scriptures. Verse 8, "The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy?" Prophets who have received the word of God must speak it. You know, don't get angry at Amos because he's given these messages, and they're not happy messages. But don't attack the messenger. He's just doing his job. If a prophet doesn't speak the word of God that he receives, well, if they don't do it, they're in trouble with God themselves. So, you know, Amos is just doing his job. 9, "Proclaim to the fortresses of Ashdod and to the fortresses of Egypt, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria. See the great unrest within her and the oppression among her people." God is telling the Philistines and the Egyptians to pay attention to what's going on in Israel. God is saying, "Look at the cruelty there. Look at the confusion in Israel." 10, "They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, who hoard plunder and loot in their fortresses." And so God is saying, the Israelites, they're so bad it's like they don't even know how to do what is right. The rich prospered in Israel, but their wealth depended on robbery and oppressing the poor. God said, "What you're doing isn't right." Verse 11, "Therefore this is what the sovereign Lord says. An enemy will overrun the land. He will pull down your strongholds and plunder your fortresses." The Israelites, especially the wealthy, thought they were safe. But God warns that their enemies are going to defeat them. 12, this is what the Lord says, as a shepherd saves from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites be saved, those who sit in Samaria on the edge of their beds and in Damascus on their couches. And so the Israelites will try very hard to defend themselves against the wrath of God, but they will fail. With the exception of just a few things, they will lose all that they have. It is punishment from God. 13, hear this and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God Almighty. And here in verse 13, God uses words which suggest that he has taken his people to court. This is a legal hearing. He is bringing charges against his people. 14, on the day I punish Israel for her sins, I will destroy the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. Bethel was the center for idol worship in the north. God will put an end to that idolatrous nonsense once and for all. 15, I will tear down the winter house along with the summer house. The houses adorned with ivory will be destroyed and the mansions will be demolished, declares the Lord. And so the homes of the wealthy will be destroyed. They will be lucky to escape the coming wrath with their life, let alone luxuries. Next time, chapter 4. Until then, so long, everyone.